This Labor Day weekend will mean camping trips for many people, and if you're among them and you're trying out a new tent or fishing rod, you're not alone. While people have cut back on their spending in many areas, the sales of outdoor gear are going strong. Saves on the hotel bill. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee has the story.
Mike Fatica is in the market for a new sleeping bag.
This is synthetic?
Oh, yeah. All the orange tag ones are synthetic, and the down is the green.
Oh, that helps.
All around are big displays of bright-colored sleeping bags, climbing shoes, and backpacks. This is Wilderness Exchange Unlimited, an outdoor gear store in Denver.
Climbing is a very good metaphor for running a business. It's taking calculated risks.
That's Don Boucher. He's Wilderness Exchange's owner and an avid climber. Last year, he took a big risk by moving the store to a larger space.
On the outside, if you look at it, it's kind of insane. We decided to increase our expenses to almost twice what they were in our old space during the heart of the recession. We moved in, middle of to the end of 2009. But it was the right decision at the right time. We're up in sales as a business.
And that is pretty much the story for outdoor gear in general. The industry says its sales dipped only 2% last year and are up more than 8% this year. That's a bigger increase than retail sales overall. People who bike, hike, and kayak are often from higher income brackets. But Frank Hugelmeyer says the recession also seems to have more people wanting to get away from it all. He's the president of the Outdoor Industry Association.
People go back to outdoor activities. They go to close-to-home recreation. They go to affordable family vacations. And that's our industry.
Hugelmeyer says changing attitudes are also helping sales. People look at outdoor recreation as more of a lifestyle these days. That means instead of just sticking to rock climbing or kayaking, people are trying a lot of different sports.
Once introduced to the active outdoor lifestyle, you will try anywhere from 4 to 6 activities as a participant, and you'll hone in on 3 to 4 and do those fairly regularly.
All those activities can add up to a garage full of gear. Finding the people buying this stuff is easy, at least here in Colorado. Just drop by any campground.
Have you had to buy any gear recently?
Not had to, but have. We've bought a lot of gear.
Ann Taylor and her friends are exploring the Mount Evans Wilderness outside of Denver. This is their 5th camping trip of the summer, and they've come well supplied. Tent, hiking boots, camp kitchen. Taylor says she shops sales and discount websites as much as possible to stock up for camping and backpacking. But she admits not all her purchases are purely practical.
Yeah, I mean, there's always like, ooh, that's so much lighter and smaller, and that just looks cool. So sometimes, I mean, we definitely have more than one tent. So, sometimes if something cool comes up.
Even accounting for a few impulse buys, Taylor's friend Joe Kugenmeister says loading up on equipment pays off in the long term.
Once you get that down, it's not very expensive to come out here. Obviously, you just have a little food and, a little gas to drive out. So it actually is a lot cheaper than if we would say, stay in the city and, go out to, dinner
movies,
or to a bar
yeah.
or, anything. You guys want to, maybe take a little bit of a hike?
Yeah. Absolutely. Should we get water, or are we not going to go that extreme?
No, I think
no.
We should. Yeah,
we got to get geared up.
Yeah, we'll get geared up.
These guys are far from alone in gearing up to hit the trails. I got to confess, if my interview's done, I got the pack on, the dog with me, and I'm going to hit the trails too. And yeah, it is a pretty new pack. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in the Mount Evans Wilderness of Colorado.